COD njebe leleta wandi be my bachema awathe mwe kwapani sando ke mswema no bada no wapo no wapina balo no yazati ngebi kene mikushalo nale juli lo shkangu fwina nolo kano fyaka fume pesa mbamu salo echalo lifba but get him bimbo get him bimbo wala get him bimbo
Get interactive with Power FM on WhatsApp. Get interactive with Power FM on WhatsApp. 0955-997-997. Power FM. We are Lusaka's number one.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
Government to commission 20 dams across the country. Alkashamba Twambi Kusita Lewaneka warns tribalism remains a national threat. In international news, Nigerian army announces death of Boko Haram commander Abu Khalid. In sports, FARS launches the FIFA Elite Youth Goalkeeping Coaches course.
And now, the Power FM News.
To present the lunchtime news, my name is Viola Chuma. Government says it will this year commission about 20 dams across the country as part of efforts to ensure adequate and reliable water supply. Water Development and Sanitation Minister Colin Zovu says the ministry has invested heavily in water infrastructure with priority placed on completing water harvesting dams. Mr. Zovu says the ministry is working closely with other stakeholders to improve access to clean and safe water, particularly in cholera-prone areas of Lusaka. He notes that sufficient and consistent water supply is critical in the fight against cholera, adding that water and sanitation services must always be available. The minister has also raised concern over irresponsible waste disposal in some communities, warning that the practice is contributing to the pollution of underground water sources.
Most of these cholera-prone areas, we ensure that we drill boreholes as a ministry, but we also encourage all members of parliament across the length and breadth of the country to help us provide adequate water and sanitation services to their constituents. This is very, very important as well. We've also encouraged other partners in the water sector to come on board so that we provide boreholes, provide clean water to our people. A lot of places where water is contaminated will be bringing surface water, but we are also seeing pollution of underground water sources will be punished more severely. We need to ensure that we supply water to our people, which we are doing actually.
The National Freedom Front has rejected the draft Copyright and Related Rights Bill 2025, saying it threatens artists' ownership rights and livelihoods. In a statement, NFF Chairperson for Mobilization Mulenga Tembo said the bill, though presented as a modernization of copyright law, weakens the exclusive rights of artists and centralizes control in the hands of the state. Mr. Tembo raised concern over proposals to place collective management of rights under strong control of the Patents and Companies Registration Agency and state-appointed structures, arguing that this shifts licensing and royalty powers away from the artists. He warned that broad limitations in the bill dilute authors' exclusive rights, while provisions on digital use fail to guarantee fair remuneration in an increasingly digital economy. According to Mr. Tembo, the bill criminalizes piracy but does not protect artists from exploitative digital platforms that profit from creative content. The NFF has called for the immediate withdrawal of the draft Copyright and Related Rights Bill 2025 and is urging government to hold meaningful consultations with artists and creative sector stakeholders.
The National Freedom Front has reviewed the draft copyright and related rights bill 2025 and cannot support it in its current form. Although presented as a modernization of Zambia's copyright framework, the bill undermines the core principles of copyright law, the exclusive ownership rights of artists and creators. Instead of strengthening protection, the bill weakens ownership, centralizes control, and threatens livelihoods in an already fragile creative economy.
In another development, veteran politician and pan-Africanist Akashambatwa Mbikusita Lewanika has warned that tribalism remains a deep-rooted and unresolved challenge in Zambia, cautioning that it continues to undermine national unity and good governance decades after independence. Speaking in an interview with Power FM News, Dr. Lewanika said the problem of tribalism is not new, recalling that as far back as February 4, 1967, founding president Kenneth Kaunda was also frustrated by ethnic divisions that he threatened to resign. He noted that the fact that Zambia is still grappling with similar issues today shows a failure to confront the problem decisively over the years, stressing that Zambia's political leadership and citizens must take responsibility for ending social discrimination and ethnic divisions. He placed the issue of tribalism within a broader historical struggle, describing Zambia's political journey from independence in 1964 through the return to multi-party democracy in 1991 as part of the same fight to ensure Africans are second to none anywhere in the world, starting with our own country. Looking ahead to the 13th August 2026 general elections, Dr. Lewanika expressed hope that Zambians would seize the opportunity to go beyond simply changing political leaders or ruling parties. He said the country needs a fundamental reset of both its governance and economic systems in order to finally realize the promise of freedom, justice and equality made at independence.
What we are trying to do now, and what we did a little bit in 1991 and what others did towards independence in 64 is really part of the same struggle of ensuring that Africans are second to none anywhere in the world, starting with our own country. It was a promise to have freedom, justice and equality for everybody. And the multi-party democracy was basically introduced because those promises had been betrayed by the introduction of the one-party state, which denied people some of their civil and human rights, including the freedom of association of belonging to political parties. So we had to revert that.
In an effort to bolster drug use prevention education, the Drug Enforcement Commission, DEC, has partnered with the United Church of Zambia, UCZ, through its Education and Counseling Department, ECD. This collaboration aims to enhance the implementation of impactful sensitization activities in Lusaka province. The initiative kicked off at Resurrection Congregation in Kafua District, marking the first of several planned events. Named DEC School, the program featured sensitization talks, brainstorming sessions, and a certification ceremony for parents and guardians trained in family and parenting skills to help prevent substance abuse within families and communities. On Sunday, February 1, 2026, a total of 25 parents who participated in a series of training sessions that began in 2025 received their certificates. This initiative underscores DEC's ongoing commitment to promoting human and social development, as well as fostering a conducive governance environment in alignment with Zambia.